It's a shame that this is the last old bloke that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
He covers entertainment around Australia these days, but it's always wonderful to have him right here in Sunraysia. Jaden Forster, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, James. Pleasure, as always, to be with you and the people there in Sunraysia. And today, well, we begin with some very explosive comments from the actress or actor, Ruby Rose. And, well, explosive is probably a bit of an understatement given the social media smackdown that played out from the start yesterday over thems. Ruby, for anybody who is not aware, is non-binary and prefers the pronouns of they and them. So we refer to Ruby as them and they, as we should. And so over them's shock exit from the Batwoman series last year, Ruby, for anybody who hasn't caught up, left the show last year after suffering a bit of a nasty back injury at the time. And it always sort of seems like there might have been a bit more to the story. It was certainly suggested or hinted at. And yesterday, well, Ruby went into detail about, I guess, what was perhaps in them's mind behind that particular exit. She basically dropped a grenade. They dropped a grenade claiming that them's departure was due to bullying, harassment, sexual misconduct, and unsafe working conditions. So all bombshell explosive revelations, which Warner Brothers, the production company behind the Batwoman series, has rebuked. The company agrees that they did fire Ruby, but it was after, they say, an internal probe into complaints that were made about Ruby's behaviour. We don't know at this point how Ruby, of course, feels about that response, but I think we can probably guess what the response would be. And suffice to say, I don't think they, being Ruby, will be working for Warner Brothers anytime soon.
You must be so proud to get through that whole break without using the S word.
Well, I used it once, unfortunately, and sincere apologies to Ruby. It's unintentional. It's a slip of the tongue. And to be honest with you, Jace, I have been actually stumbling over it for the last day and a half. But, yeah, it's a difficult one to get your head around.
Yeah.
But we say and we use that particular language out of respect for the individual.
I actually love Ruby Rose. I think she's fantastic. All right, moving on, though. Former boss, Sony boss Dennis Hanlon, stripped of another award.
Yes, that's right. So since we spoke on Monday, this was on Tuesday actually, APRA, the Australian Performing Rights Association, stripped him of the Ted Albert Award that they handed out to him back in 2009 for his outstanding services to the Australian music industry. So he lost that award. We know he's also lost the award from Queensland Music. He lost the ARIA of Icon Award, which we spoke about on Monday, and now he has lost the APRA Award. Mm. But there are two awards that he won't actually lose unless he's charged or convicted of anything, and they are the Order of Australia and Australia Medal that has been handed out to him some time ago. That's Canberra's sort of uniform policy and approach when it comes to these things. They don't strip them unless the person is charged or convicted or, I guess, you know, taken down in such circumstances. So suffice to say, we watch with interest to see if anybody else rescinds the awards that they've given him as well.
Yep. Nadia Patel back on social media again after that white powder scandal.
Yes, she's got to get the money flowing through the till somehow, yeah. I guess. And she's doing that by pushing a new line of denim wear, denim on her social media. It's all very flashy, all very highbrow, so right up her alley, really. Still no mention or any full detail, for that matter, on what happened or did not or did or did not happen on that fateful night back in September. And she probably won't for now anyway, if ever. She's clearly getting some very good advice on how to conduct herself, and she's doing everything right, really, to protect her brand. But look, I think until she actually speaks about what did or didn't happen on that night, it will continue to haunt her. I mean, you can't let everybody in behind the velvet rope and then pick and choose what you tell them and what you show them, I think.
Yep. Jane, great to have you on the show, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon.
I'll catch you then, James. Thank you.
All right.